I am not a preacher, a pastor, a minister, or a cleric of any kind. What I am is someone who believes in God and who believes that a parent's job is to provide instruction to their children so that the children can take what they have learned through life and pass it on to the next generation, including, but not exclusively, to their own children. Education can come from a variety of sources, and learning about God is one way that parents can help their children to have a greater understanding about life and the world around them. The idea for this book came from a series of Bible study lessons that I taught to my family. After a church service that my family and I attended, a pastor approached me and, through the course of a conversation, informed me that I should be teaching Bible study lessons to my family. Though I have a master's degree in human behavioral studies, I had never done much formal teaching outside of working as an employee trainer in a variety of professional industries. Despite that, I undertook the task because Proverbs 22:6 says that we should start children off the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Over the course of several years, I studied the Bible and created the Bible study lessons that I taught to my family. Many of the lessons that I taught are included in this book. Everything that is in this book was taught by me to my family and to others who were able to attend the lessons. And just as the lessons have benefited my family, I am presenting them in the hopes that they will benefit others as well. The Bible says that God blesses us in order that we can bless others, and I am hoping to bless others with the lessons from this book. This book was conceived as an informational piece for believers in God and for individuals who are struggling through life and are looking for some answer that might help to ease their pain and bring them comfort. It is not a secret that there are many who do not believe in God, but there are many others who are not sure what they believe, but they do know that they are having troubles in their lives and are in need of help. It is these people, in addition to the believers, for whom this book was written. People who do not believe in God perhaps do not understand what God can mean to their lives. But aside from whether or not someone believes in God, this book can be a comfort to them as a source of information that can help to cure whatever might be troubling them. They would, however, have to learn to see the world in a different way, but that would come as God works in their lives and begins to wipe away their strife. This might be difficult for some, but knowing that God can help people navigate the rough patches in their lives can be a valuable lesson to learn, and even the most resistant individuals have the potential to develop a different view of God. This book is the first in a series of books under the heading of Things I've Told My Kids. Associating this book with Things I've Told My Kids was done because the lessons that were written about in this book were lessons that I brought to my family.